East Coast Radio, it's Play Local Sunday night, the best 4 hours of music on radio because it's all South African. So we're not staying in South Africa today, but we are talking to a South African living abroad, a young man that's doing incredibly well for himself, Nick Billington. Good to have you on the line. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great, thank you. And yourself?
Good. You're in London, is that right?
That is correct. Yes, I've been here for the past 7 months now.
And how has the adjustment been? 7 months would have mean you got there late summer and then lived through the winter.
Yeah. So basically, I experienced like the end of summer, which was amazing. And then, you know, it got real very quickly. And I'm struggling a bit through the winter. But you know what? There's so many other perks and benefits that I'm honestly just loving it at the moment.
Yeah, you're an African guy. Come on, let's be honest. You appreciate the sun. But anyway,
100%. I'll forever be South African to the core. And yeah, I definitely do miss the warm weather.
Doing very well for yourself, particularly on charts here in South Africa, and I'm pretty sure around the world as well. But you have a new release for a single called Homesick, as well as the video. That's what we want to talk about. And we spoke about this a bit off air. Homesick, is this 7 months in London talking behind this song, or is it not connected?
You know, the funny thing is I recorded the track when I was in South Africa. So it's just coincidence. I don't know, maybe... You know, I'm reading The Secrets at the moment, and maybe you sort of wish these things, you know. You know, I was just going through a time in my life where I had lost somebody very special to me. And I was sort of just reflecting back at the good times that, you know, I had with them. And so Homesick is not necessarily about a place, but more about a time in your life that you can never get back.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's more or less what the track is about.
Oh, that is so apt. And they say home is where the heart is and the heart is where the person is.
100%. So, yeah.
That's definitely incredibly insightful based on a true set of events there. Is it a specific person in the particular that you were thinking of when you were writing the track?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was 2000 and I actually lost my grandmother, and my grandmother brought me up, you know, since I was a child. So it sort of hit very home. And yeah, I just wanted to do something that was more of a celebration of life instead of, you know, especially at the time where there was so much bad news with 2020 and everything. I just wanted to do something that sort of celebrated life.
Give us a feel for what we're going to play the track in just a moment or two, but just give us a feel for what the track is like and also what the music video looks like.
Oh, cool. So the track, I would say, is definitely got like a little bit of a 80s influence. It's sort
lovely.
Of got your Knight Rider-esque sound to it. It's definitely a track that you put on the radio when you're going for a drive at night. You know, it's just got that feeling. And I definitely think, especially from the time that I recorded it, you can definitely feel a lot of sadness and a lot of happiness in the track. So yeah, and the music video, I shot half of it in South Africa and I shot the other half in London, which was probably one of the best experiences of my entire life shooting music videos. Normally it's quite stressful, but this time, you know, I just wanted it to be fun. And we basically explored London, got on Boris bikes, drove around till about 4 a.m. At some stage, we even put the cameras down and you know, just had a bit of fun. And yeah, it was really an incredible experience.
Oh, brilliant. I love the way you describe that. I can't wait to have a look at the video, and then I can't wait to hear the song as well. Wise beyond your years, Nick Billington. 2022 is looking a little bit more like normal, you know, and as I say that, I kind of, you know, like biting my lip and saying, don't speak too soon kind of vibe. What's the plans for the year? What have you got planned for the year?
I've actually been so blessed and lucky since I got to London. I have been booked out almost every single week. So
brilliant.
I'm doing a lot of gigs at the moment, specifically in London. And yeah, I'm just going to work really hard and push the new song, and hopefully in June or July, release my EP, which is titled Dark Horse. And yeah, you'll hear all your favorite tracks on there.
You got to come back on the show when you drop the EP, please. I just hear you saying, doing a lot of gigs. And as you say that, there are, you know, musicians and artists in South Africa going, what's that feel like? Because they haven't done it for so long. Are you loving the live stage work?
You have no idea how difficult it was to do my first gig. Was October last year. And I was so scared to do it because for 2 years I hadn't done anything.
Yeah.
And you know, once you get up there, like it just all comes back to you. And now I can't wait. I've got another gig this Thursday. So I'm super excited about that.
Oh, brilliant. Nick, thank you for your time. Thank you for making the time to talk to us and the change of times as well. We really appreciate it. We can't wait to play the song and we can't wait to have you back here when the EP releases.
Awesome. And I cannot wait to come back there. So yeah,
yes.
Thank you very much for the opportunity and yeah, looking forward to it.
You bring the music, we bring the sunshine. How's that?
I love that idea.